I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. As nuclear power plants across the country close, the owners of the Millstone Power Station in Waterford are asking the state legislature for help. They want to sell their electricity directly to utilities through a state-run auction. It's a controversial and complicated request. And now, some energy experts think the nuclear industry should embrace a simpler solution, taxing pollution. It's called a carbon tax, or put more mildly, a carbon price. Ken Gillingham is an assistant professor of environmental and energy economics at Yale University.
If you want to reduce carbon dioxide emissions in the most efficient way possible, the way to do that is to simply raise the price of things that use more carbon.
So if a fuel like gasoline or natural gas emits carbon, it gets taxed. Right now, carbon emissions are priced indirectly through something called REGI, or the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, which basically works like this. Firms who emit more carbon dioxide buy permits to pollute.
And the cost of that permit fee is effectively the carbon price under the REGI system.
And as federal action on climate change looks more and more unlikely in the near future, some New England states are now working to pilot their own carbon taxes separate from REGI. But before we get into why Gillingham thinks a carbon tax is something Millstone should be amenable to, a quick refresher on the legislative debate going on in Connecticut right now. Today, Millstone's owner Dominion sells its energy months ahead of consumption. Nuclear plants run continuously for long stretches of time, but day-to-day energy markets can be volatile, subject to supply, demand, and the weather. Millstone leverages that volatility, selling its energy and credits today to third-party buyers who might be able to turn a profit on them tomorrow. But as the price of natural gas has fallen, those credits have become, at least for now, less attractive to buyers. So Dominion is essentially asking for a state-run auction, one where it can sell its power directly to utilities. Kevin Hennessy is with Dominion.
And if it was deemed to be a good value for ratepayers by the energy regulators, they could enter into a contract for up to 5 years with Millstone.
The move is controversial. While the bill passed out of committee, it's been opposed by powerful lobbying forces like the natural gas industry and AARP Connecticut, which is concerned the measure could result in higher utility bills. AARP's John Erlinghauser says Dominion is asking for benefits without opening up its books.
They don't want any obligation to ratepayers by having to demonstrate that they're actually only getting expenses and a reasonable rate of return.
Energy markets fluctuate, so it's pretty unclear how the proposed Millstone legislation would impact ratepayers. But Yale's Ken Gillingham says, to him at least, one thing is clear.
A carbon price would help Millstone potentially very substantially.
Around the country, nuclear plants have been closing, in part because of those aforementioned cheaper natural gas prices.
If you had a carbon price that would add an additional surcharge commensurate to the emissions that natural gas emits, that would make a nuclear plant like Millstone more attractive.
Since nuclear doesn't emit carbon, Gillingham says that could potentially price their electricity lower than natural gas, netting nuclear more money. Dominion's Kevin Hennessy says his company is watching carbon tax proposals, but it's
not ready to weigh in for the pros and cons of the idea, aware of it out there, aware of the conversations, and we view that as a longer view position.
And a tax that would probably, he says, have to be region and economy-wide to work. Jordan Stutt, a policy analyst at the Acadia Center, says a carbon tax might help crystallize a clearer future energy path for the region, one that gets above things like the brinksmanship going on right now over Millstone, while also fostering clean energy growth.
If we know that we're going to have a strong carbon price for decades into the future, instead of investing in an expensive natural gas pipeline, we might invest in cleaner alternatives. We might invest in more local clean energy projects.
As to what a carbon price would mean for your energy bills, that's also unclear. But Yale's Ken Gillingham says the bill would probably go up, just a little bit. That could make it a hard sell. But still, any proposal would take time to become real. A carbon tax idea was floated as a trial balloon during this legislative session, but never made its way out of committee. And to date, no U.S. states have successfully passed a carbon tax. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.